Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Right now, let's talk some baseball. To do that, one of my favorites, Anthony Kastrovitz with MLB.com, is our guest. He joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He also has a new book out, which you need to run out and grab. It's called A Fan's Guide to Baseball Analytics. Good morning, Castro. How you doing, buddy?
Hey, morning, Chico. Breakfast with Chico here. I like it.
Breakfast at Wimbledon, breakfast with Chico. They all have a nice little ring to it. All right, Castro, let's just start with what happened yesterday in terms of Rob Manfred going on Dan Patrick's show, basically saying it was all about the virus from day one and they were never going to play more than 60 games. Your reaction to what the commissioner had to say?
Yeah, I think the headline itself generated a lot of controversy. I think if you actually read what he's saying in full context, I think it really comes down to when the negotiations became more pointed in the last couple of weeks before a deal and the clock really ticking against them. It was always ticking against them. I mean, nobody could have reported to camps in most states until, end of May, beginning of June, a few weeks to ramp up. I think there was always that date circled of July 1st as being the absolute earliest that baseball could or would start. But in late June, a few places had to shut down their camps because of outbreaks in Florida. And I don't know. He might have a point that 60 might be the absolute max that was even realistic. I don't even know if 60 is realistic. We're still waiting to figure that out. So, there was so much ugliness in those negotiations, especially as public as they became. But at the end of the day, I mean, the virus really is in the driver's seat here. It remains in the driver's seat, even with what we're going forward with right now. I mean, I think about it like, what is fundamentally different right now versus when spring training shut down in March? Not a whole lot with the way this thing is spreading. And you look at, the case counts in some of the states where almost half of major league teams are based, California, Texas, Arizona, Florida. It's a dicey proposition trying to be start up a season in this environment.
I agree with that. And I certainly just listening to those comments and him talking about the virus, we can't argue that, but I guess my thought on it is, okay, number one, we didn't really hear much about the virus during the course of the better part of 2 months. It was all about, basically just throwing bombshells back and forth and trying to tick off the other side. And then the other thing that hits me when I hear that is they were so hell-bent on the players not filing a grievance or being able to file a grievance. I could be wrong here, but doesn't him saying we were never going to play more than 60 games pretty much open the door for the players to say, well, if you guys weren't possible, we want some money? Isn't that viable?
Oh, I can assure you. I can assure you, their lawyers will try to use that against them for that very argument. No doubt. That's what I'm saying. I mean, the public nature of this is something we haven't seen in baseball. We've had labor peace for the better part of a quarter century at this point. So, the instantaneous nature of it all in social media and especially in this environment where nobody publicly has any tolerance for a money fight, in this situation we're in as a country, it was terrible on both sides, the back and forth and the, I think both sides went to certain extremes. You heard things floated that MLB could unilaterally impose a 48 game season if it came down to it. You had the players asking for a 114 game season, which was just totally unrealistic. So, I'm glad we eventually got to 60 some semblance of a season. I hope it works out. I just don't know. I don't know. These are strange conditions to try to be starting up. But you're absolutely right, Chico. I mean, it was it felt like a lot of wasted time bickering when both sides could have been putting a better foot forward to, you know, come to some sort of agreement. I'm just saying that with the benefit of hindsight and where things have trended, I don't know that the season would have started any earlier than it is anyway.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, that's basically what it comes down to for me. But yeah, there's absolutely going, I would imagine there's going to be a grievance and a fight, and that'll it could take a couple years to resolve. So you add that to the umbrella of just a general, those sides are not seeing eye to eye right now when it comes to finances and where this is all headed and how do you properly accommodate and compensate players in the first 6 years of their career. That's all going to be a pretty brutal battle, I think, leading up to the next CBA.
Yeah, a lot to go over, obviously. Anthony, you mentioned something about the 60-game season, being like, oh, if we even go through it. So you've clearly thought about this, and I know you're no infectious disease specialist the way I'm no infectious disease specialist, but what do you tell your friends? Like I have friends that ask me all the time, like, what do you really think about baseball as far as for are they going to finish the season? Are they going to get through the postseason? And I tell them I can't tell you anything from, you know, what the disease will do. The disease will tell us that much. But we do have insight into what baseball thinks and how they operate. Will baseball be quick to go ahead and shut it down? Or will they be like how the NFL seems to be operating, like under the extreme, extreme resorts? Would they consider any of that?
Yeah, I think they're going to, you know, make every effort to get this through. Now, what that'll entail in terms of the numbers, we'll find out here in the coming days what the intake numbers were, and that'll give us a baseline to work off. But, you know, players have been tested in the last few days, and you know, we'll wait some kind of, just a raw number, not individual names, but just a raw number of how many players have tested positive. And that'll kind of show you what we're working off to begin with. And, you know, is this a tenable situation? I think they're really going to try to get through. I think the thing that would ultimately shut it down is if the players just say, we can't do this. We don't want to do this. I think that would be what it takes. And what that would mean in terms of numbers or, you know, how much impact in a certain clubhouse, if half a team gets sick in this situation and they can't even have a, you know, competitive integrity as a result, you know, maybe that's what it takes. But just because we've never been through something like this, and because of where the country is headed in general, it's impossible to say if it gets off the ground, and if it does get off the ground, you know, how long it lasts. I try to be optimistic and realistic at the same time.
Castro, and we're talking to Anthony Castro, it's MLB.com, and he's got a new book out, Fan's Guide to Baseball Analytics. Castro, in terms of Chris Antonetti, he talked to the media on Friday. You were there. And I know you asked him trying to balance developing players with winning now and how that all works. And quite honestly, Chris said he's been kept up at night trying to figure that out. Give us an idea of what teams and specifically the Indians are looking at in terms of what the rules are moving forward with these young guys as far as service time. And do you expect a guy like Nolan Jones, or do you expect some other guys to possibly start that clock, or will they just wait on that, you think?
Yeah, so that is with no minor league season, and that is official now, you know, you don't have those developmental opportunities that you otherwise did. So, you know, certain teams, well, all teams are putting some prospects on those 60-man lists, the 20-man extra group, just to get those guys involved in some semblance of professional baseball this summer. And doesn't mean they'll play at the major league level, but you know, they'll have workouts and stuff amid other players who are kind of on the bubble of the big leagues. And you'll see guys who were just drafted a month ago involved in some of these groups. So so it's an interesting time, to say the least, and none of what's happening is going to be ideal from a developmental perspective. But that's what I was asking Chris, is, you know, how do you balance trying to get some guys those developmental opportunities versus just trying to, you want to have, I'm sure, as much depth as possible that you can rely on, you know, should you have a wave of injuries or, God forbid, illness, you know, in this situation. So, so that's tough. And I would say contending teams in general would obviously, or teams that view themselves as contenders would generally lean more towards actual depth pieces that you can count on in a big league season. But of course, as you noted, Chico, you know, even on contending clubs, there are some prospects, and I wouldn't rule out seeing anybody who's on that 60-man list for the reason I just mentioned. I mean, none of us knows where this will head in terms of cases, and even if a player develops symptoms, you know, he has to be isolated and tested, and test results can take a day or two. So I think there's just going to be a lot of moments where you're counting on guys on that list. The service time is, for all intents and purposes, the same as a 162-game season, in that there is a benefit to waiting just a little bit before calling a guy up because you gain that extra year of control. I believe it's 7 days into the season as opposed to, you know, usually it's like 12 or 13 in 162. So you'll probably still see a lot of that game where, you know, a week or so into the season, you'll start to see some names of prominent prospects. But, you know, I think if you're on that 60-man list, there's a better than average chance of playing the big league level this year just because of the conditions we're in.
Castro, thanks for getting up with us, buddy. Great work as always, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, pal.
All right, guys. We'll see you.
All right, Anthony Kastrowitz's new book out, Fan's Guide to Baseball Analytics. We come back in the 8 o'clock hour, shifting gears to football. Kastrowitz, by the way, joining us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.